Greetings, dear ones. I am M. I join you this day with the warmest of hearts to tell you a little bit about yourselves. You see, you've been wandering around, bumping into things on planet Earth, bumping into each other quite often, trying to find your way home. And it's so beautiful for us to watch because we know you. We know your heart. We were there with you before you came to Earth more than once. So you've asked us to give you some overviews from time to time, not necessarily to teach you anything, but to remind you of things that you clearly already know. That's what we're here this day to speak about, your vision. Well, we're really not going to talk about your eyes or the optic nerve. However, let us tell you that as you evolve, you are moving so incredibly rapid through these different stages of evolution, your physical body changes as well. What happens with that is that you start carrying more of your own light, your own spirit, in your physical body. That's the adjustment that is taking place. One thing that we've always spoken about is that you are creator beings from long ago, which is so magical. The funny part about it, for many, is that you're the last ones to find out, most of the time, until you look back often years later and say, oh, that was a real mess I got into. Wonder how I did that. And then you trace it back and can recall an emotional memory planted in your mind that turned into that vision. So if it is easy, that easy, to control your environment by simply looking at something, how do you make it work? There are some of the basic elements that can start helping tuning that for you. Spirit vision. Most of you are incredibly sensitive, far beyond the normal human, or you would not be reading this right now. With that sensitivity, it means you receive feedback more quickly than most humans, and that can be used in your vision. So when you look at something, ask yourself if you move more into the love side or the fear side. That may take a little practice, and please don't think that one is better than the other, because that's not our exercise. Instead, the exercise is to connect a vision with your heart, making an emotional memory, and that's what we're here asking you to do. Just to give you an example, the keeper, Steve, often walks around his house looking at this and that. We can actually monitor that. Sometimes he looks at something that makes him go into fear, like the dishwasher, because he's not even sure how it really works. So when he looks at it, he tends to look away quickly because it simply doesn't bring him joy. That is something he needs to work on at some point, but that's not what we're talking about today. Now, if he turns around and looks in another direction, he sees a piano. The piano's a little bit exciting to him, so he's also not that good at playing it. His sight wanders a little further, and he sees a guitar hanging on the wall, and in that instant, his heart turns to mush. That's what you're looking for. So when you see that guitar on the wall, so to speak, and it triggers something positive in you, it's then that you have completed the process. You've created that vision, an emotional memory, which is now anchored with an emotion. This is an emotional memory, so it's a vision with a feeling. In the fifth dimension, this is a shortcut to creation. Remember, your spirit can create anything because there's no limitations to spirit. In our illustration, we've used the guitar to set up the state of spirit. If you continue to focus on that vision, that state of emotional memory is reached. It takes place of goal setting in today's world. Yes, dear ones, this may take some practice because it does mean you can create anything with this method. No. In spirit, you can only create that which you truly believe in, which is in harmony with you. If you're not convinced in your heart, then you simply cannot create that vision. In the lower vibrations of Earth experience, one used to have to set goals and strive for them for something that was slightly out of reach. Humans have made all the rules about how to do that and defined the best ways to create through that process. Today's goal setting is specific becomes a problem, because by doing so, you're actually limiting spirit. Spirit creation with emotional memory. You see, you're a spirit hiding within a bubble of biology. The Spirit's natural state is abundance. We hope you treat yourself really well as it nurtures your spirit and allows for more of it to shine through. By acknowledging this Spirit within you, you unleash the magic. You absolutely deserve it. So in creating that money, does it mean that you have to create a specific amount in your bank account? All of this changes quite a bit from before, when you had to focus on specific amounts and work very hard to create that vision. Now things are quite a bit different, and you're creating much faster than you ever thought. As a result, often things go onto autopilot, and you end up creating things you were not even aware of. Focus. Be careful where you point that thing. So, what we're going to ask you to consider is very simple. Focus on those things that light up your heart. Take a break into love. Focus on the things that bring you joy, and also find those outlets for your love to ground it. It's very easy to get stuck in the negative energy, so take conscious breaks into the Spirit. Some of you have partners, spouse, and children where you have no problem regularly giving love in that way. Others have pets or animals, which help you to ground your love. Perfect. And for those of you who don't have those beloveds in your everyday life, find something to focus on that you can bring the love out of you. You can put that into a little rock on your desk or plants into your garden. It can be anything. It's about changing that item, because you're truly the one who wins when you fall in love. Yes, every single time. So if you find even small ways or places to share unconditional love, you'll find balance. One does not gain when they receive love. They only gain when they give it. Humanity is changing at an incredible pace right now, and tension is great upon Earth. Just remember that finding places to give love will change your world. Speaking of your world, we will watch this as the division grows on Earth, but not to worry, for it is temporary. The division is not your natural state, which is the most important part. If there were 2 3-year-old children walking side by side, and one of them falls, the reaction from the other child is to stop and help, not to keep going and to try and get ahead. Lacking instructions otherwise, they would simply stop and help. Your natural state is unity. Your natural state is to care about each other and everything around you. You had to learn to be a human. You even had to learn how to hate and to pretend to be separate. It's really very beautiful for us to watch from our side of the veil. On Earth right now, we're seeing a lot of moving up toward a very old bias that's been on your planet for a very long time. It has to do with the physical bodies of where one is born. It isn't an overall problem, so keep that in mind, dear ones. It's a temporary excursion away from your natural state. You're truly a spirit, and your natural state is unity. Your heart is wired to care about each other, and that's the peace that we wish to share. If you look for the unity, you will find it, even in all the separation that's on planet Earth right now. If you look for the good in a person, you will find it. If you look anywhere on the planet Earth for beauty, you will find it. So that's what we're asking all of you to do right now. This will ease the tension. Planet Earth is about to shift slightly, and humans don't particularly like that feeling at all, although may be somewhat resistant to it, but it's also an opening for everyone to anchor the light. And if you really focus on sending love and opening up the heart, you'll begin to see not only that unity in other people, but you will see other people's spirits very clearly. Then you'll have a new vision of your own, and that's what we're after. You are creator beings. Soon you will see who you really are and the responsibility that goes with that. Where are you looking for today? What are your choices and your visions? Where are you sending your love to? Keep in mind that what you focus on grows, especially during these times. Many people are having challenges with money. So you focus on the money or the lack of the money. That's a big difference. Most people with a problem will naturally focus on the lack. How can I make more money? Well, you start very simply by using a simple tool the keeper's keeper taught him a long time ago. When you send off a bill that you can pay, you celebrate that feeling. Rejoice in the fact that you're completing a bill and a contract, even though you may have three others that you cannot pay right now. Be careful not to judge yourself by that, because that sets the energy of creation into motion. The next time you open your eyes, you'll create something that you weren't expecting. In an instant, something can happen, things can change, and it's not a big worry anymore. That's how it works, and it's all about where you look. You create the world in front of you every time you open your eyes. We laugh hysterically about that. Yes, dear ones, we do. Because we see you about to open your eyes expecting to see something that you're looking for. But we see all the atoms jumping around just before you open your eyes, trying to create what it is you're expecting to see. It's a beautiful game. Enjoy this journey, dear ones. You're advancing so incredibly quickly. And we're very proud of you. Keep up the good work and know that you're never alone. We're right here, just out of sight. We see you. That is where our love goes, to you. It is with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity, because you're nurturing yourselves. Keep in mind, it's a beautiful game. Play well together. We love you dearly. I am M. Espavo.